places in front of Gristides some freakishly cold winter's day. I had on several unflattering layers of wool. He slipped on the ice with his grocery bags full. So I rescued some Fruit Loops he dropped by the curb, and he made some remark that my smile was superb. And I thought that was sweet, and I started to go when he said, "Hey, what you doing tomorrow?" Because I'll be here at the corner of Bleecker and Mercer tomorrow at 7. If you want to meet up, I'll be waiting right here. And in case there are two fellas waiting for you, my name's John. He waved, and then he was gone. Needless to say, I went back there to meet him, mostly to see if he'd show. And there he was out in the cold with his jacket pulled tight. He took me to dinner and kissed me goodnight. The next week we went to this terrible play, and the week after that drank hot chocolate all day. Then suddenly 8 or 9 months had flown by when he said, "Hey, what you doing the rest of your life? Because I'll be here right beside you as long as you want me to be. There's no question. There's nothing I've wanted so much in my life. This might sound immature, but I'm totally sure you're the one." And we had just begun. We got hitched in September, our favorite month, with a rock band that played in this old synagogue. And we bought an apartment on West 17th Street and talked about children and getting a dog. Our first anniversary came in a flash, and we promised to take the day off. He had to stop into his office that morning, and so I went walking uptown to this bakery I know. When I heard on the street what I thought was a joke, till I noticed the sirens and saw the smoke. So I'm running back home with this feeling of dread, to the voicemail he left with the last words he said. "I'm sorry. I don't mean to ruin your evening by bringing up all of this stuff. You're probably wondering why I even called you tonight. Well, today something happened that spooked me all right. I saw this storm cloud of papers fall down from the sky, and I thought of that day, and I started to cry. When sure as I breathe, I heard John clear as day saying, 'Hey, you're allowed to move on. It's okay. Because I'll be here, even if you decide to get rid of my favorite sweater. Even if you go out on my birthday this year, instead of sitting at home, letting all of life's moments pass by. You don't have to cry, because I'll be here when you start going back to the places we went to together. When you take off my ring and you let yourself smile. When you meet someone handsome and patient and true. When he says that he wants to be married to you. When you call him one night and he meets you downtown, and you finally answer him, 'Yes. Yes, Jason, I will marry you. I will give you my heart. It has taken so long, but I'm ready to start.' Right now, John's whispering congrats in my ear, 'cause I finally let myself tell you that I will be here."
Late afternoon back in New York town, waking up as the wheels touch down, pick up my guitar and walk away. Wish I was going home to stay. Line of taxis, I wait my turn. Tar and asphalt, exhaust and fumes. Beside the road on a patch of ground, taxi drivers are kneeling down. Neath the concrete sky, I watch them pray, while the people of the world hurry on their way. I think they're praying for us all today, the stories that fell from the sky that day. This is the land of the living. This is the land that's mine. She still watches over Manhattan. She's still holding on to that torch for life. Home fire still burning, I can see it in the air. Pictures of faces posted everywhere. They say hazel eyes, chestnut hair, mother of two, missing down there. I pass the firemen on duty tonight. Carpets of flowers and candlelight. And thank you in a child's scrawl, taped to the Third Street firehouse wall. The shadows of the lost on the faces I see, brothers and strangers on this island of grief. There's death in the air, but there's life on this street. There's life on this street. This is the land of the living. This is the land that's mine. She still watches over Manhattan. She's still holding on to that torch for life. Then I got in the taxi, said Hudson Street, please. He started the meter and he looked at me. I glanced at his name on the back of his seat, and I looked out the window at the ghost-filled streets. I noticed cuts on his hand and his face, and I said, you're bleeding, are you okay? He said, I'm not so good, got beat up today, and I'm not one of them no matter what they say. I'm just worried about my family. My wife's in the house and she's scared to leave. I didn't know what to say. Didn't know what to say. I said a prayer for him anyway. This is the land of the living. This is the land that's mine. She still watches over Manhattan. She's still holding on to that torch for life. Holding on for life.
Pleasantries. Do they intrude? A
upon your private reveries as they meet you on each corner. They meet you on each street. Watch for the month and all its anniversaries. Put away the draft of all your eulogies. Clear the way for all your private memories as they meet you on each corner. They meet you on. down. Got my work clothes on, full of sweat and dirt. All this holy dust upon my face and shirt. Heading uptown now, just as the shifts are changing to Grand Central Station. Got my lunchbox, got my hard hat in my hand. I ain't no hero, mister, just a working man. And all these voices keep on asking me to take them to Grand Central Station. Central Station. I wanna stand beneath the clock just one more time. Wanna wait upon the platform for the Hudson Line. I guess you're never really all alone, or too far from the pull of home, and the stars upon that painted dome still shine. I made my way out on the 42nd Street. I lit a cigarette and stared down at my feet. Imagined all the ones that ever stood here waiting at Grand Central Station. Grand Central Station.
Stood naked and bewildered at the evil people do. And up upon the hill there is a terrible sun that tells a story of what darkness waits if we leave the light behind. So don't tell me hate is ever right or God's will. These are the wheels we ourselves, and the whole world weeps and is weeping still. Though we're shaken, I still believe the best of what we all can be, and the only peace this world will know can only come from love. A voice that's calling out across the great divide, and I am only just one person that feels they have to try. And the questions fall like trees of dust and rise like prayers above, but the only word is courage and the only answer love. So don't tell me hate is ever right or God's will. Ourselves, and the whole world weeps and is weeping still. Though we're shaken, I still believe the best of what we all can be, and the only peace this world will know can only come from love. Every candle that you can, we need some light to see. In these days of deepest loss, treat each other tenderly, and the arms of God will gather in each sparrow that falls, but makes no separation, just fiercely loves us all. So don't tell me hate is ever right or God's will. Ourselves, and the whole world weeps and is weeping still. Though we're shaken, I still believe the best of what we all can be, and the only peace this world will know can only come from love. So don't tell me hate is ever right or God's will. Ourselves, and the whole world weeps and is weeping still. Though shaken, I still believe the best of what we all can be, and the only peace this world will know can only come from love. Can only come from love. Can only come from love.
That's the first of our 2 6-packs today, September 11th. We started out with Audra McDonald and I'll Be Here. And then Lucy Kaplansky gave us Land of the Living, Suzanne Vega with her song Anniversary, The Weepies and their song Safe as Houses. We heard Mary Chapin Carpenter, Grand Central Station, and we just heard Carrie Newcomer and I Heard an Owl. All six of those songs were written about September 11th, 2001. And of course, today we're marking the 20th anniversary of that sad day. Lots of people in mourning, lots of people grieving, and lots of people who are young and may not even remember it. So I thought it was important that we hear on Something About the Women mark this day. And we're now going to move into a second six-pack, which I think of as songs that will uplift us and help us to remember and help us to look forward together.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains, we gon' walk it out and move. when the silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe, and I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move, I won't dance, bring it to its feet. For that we have each other. I will rise a thousand times again, and we'll rise up. I like the waves. We'll rise up in spite of the ache. We'll rise up, and we'll do it a thousand times again.
To the house, yeah.
got to come on up to the house. Come on up to the house. The world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. Come on up to the
be reunited in that land. Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears, while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. And though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again. There's a pale, sorrowed maiden who toils her life away with a worn heart whose better days are o'er. And though her voice would be merry, 'tis sighing all the day. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin. Is a sigh that is wafted across the troubled wave. 'Tis a wail that is heard upon the shore. 'Tis a dirge that is murmured around the lowly grave. Oh, hard times come again. Is a song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door.
in the darkest of our ages, till the better days return. There are those who write the pages, there are those who let them burn, and the lonely river that keeps rolling on, yeah, just as long as we have.
We started out that set of music with Andra Day, that was Rise Up. And then Sarah Jarosz gave us her rendition of a song that was written by Tom Waits and Kathleen Brennan that was Come On Up to the House, that is from Sarah's 2009 album, Song Up in Her Head. We heard a cut from the Indigo Girls. The name of that song is Finlandia, or This Is My Song. Patty Griffin, We Shall All Be Reunited, that is from Patty's 2010 album, Downtown Church. The late, the great Nancy Griffith and Hard Times Come Again No More from 1998's record Other Voices 2. And we finished up that second six-pack with Julia Fordham, Hope, Prayer, and Time.
Pocket, put it in my pocket, keep it for when I need. Nothing's gonna stop it, nothing's gonna stop it. Far away from trouble, core of our hearts we are free. We got a little bubble, got a little bubble. Fire. Firefly. More than pure.
just love, you just love. That's what I love about you, you just love. You just love, you just love. That's what I love about you, you just love.
Learn more at She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thank you.
We started out that set of music with Annabelle Shovstek, and that was Firefly, You Just Love, from her album String of Pearls. We heard Casey Musgraves, the name of that song is Biscuits, and that was going back to 2015 and her record Pageant Material. Casey Musgraves has a brand new record called Starcrossed. It was released on September 10th, but since I'm recording this show before that date, I was actually not able to purchase it yet. So be on the lookout for Starcrossed, her brand new record. And, you know, she's from Texas, and some of the other artists that I played today are from Texas. I'm thinking a lot about Texas, and particularly women who do not have access to their full range of rights when it comes to reproductive health and reproductive justice. And if you have money that you would like to give, I'm going to just suggest that you check out lilithfund.org. That's LILITHFUND.org. And to play us out today, we're going to hear a cover version of a Nancy Griffith song. I was listening to the show that Sue Edelman did on Something About the Women, and she played a bunch of cuts off of this wonderful artist's tribute to Nancy Griffith record. So we're going to finish up today with one of Nancy's songs called Listen to the Radio, and this is a cover version of that by Juice Newton. And I hope everyone will mask up and stay healthy and take care of each other and work for peace and justice in this world. This is a reminder that you're listening to WMFO in Medford. This has been Jane.